The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. A Masters update. How about Justin Rose? Bogeyed one, birdie two, bogey four. So he's one over for the day. Justin Rose, are your leader still, though, at six under. Three strokes ahead. Bernd Weisberger has moved into a second-place tie with Mark Leishman, Brian Harman, and, Hideki Matsuyama. Scotty Scheffler, two under today, one under for the tournament. Scotty Scheffler, he will win a green jacket someday. So that's happening. So there is a tweet about the NFL's richest owners. David Tepper, who owns the Panthers, is the richest owner at $14.5 billion. Jerry Jones is second at $8.9. Stan Kroenke, 8.2. Then it's Shad Khan at 8. Stephen Ross at 7. Robert Kraft, 6.9. Arthur Blank, 6.2. All of the NFL's owners combined are not as rich as Jeff Bezos, who is listed as the world's richest person at $177 billion. $177 billion is what Bezos is worth. How much of that, what's our national debt? I mean, could he take care of that for us? At least take care of that much of it for us? You think there'll be, I think that'd be nice of him, wouldn't it? I mean, all America's done for him. That'd be sweet.
Is he in the business of being nice?
I don't give a rat's ass. Be nice. Be a nice person.
What do you know about it?
I know all about being a nice person. I was a nice person one time.
What happened?
Okay. I was a nice person one time. That's all.
Once.
Just know it. Yeah, one time.
What broke you? Because you're not nice now.
Rose has another, I don't know, about a four-footer for par on five. So he's scuffling a little bit today. A little bit, just a little scuffling today.
How much of this will you watch after the show's over? Do you play in golf today?
I'm playing today. I watched the whole thing yesterday, wire to wire. Wire to wire.
But you're playing today because you've been inspired, so you're going to go out and play. And then,
well, I'm in a tournament today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
At one of those courses you can't talk about.
Yeah, I can't say the name of it.
Okay. Yeah. This is the elite company he rolled in. If you guys weren't aware, there are courses that don't want promotion, so John doesn't talk about them.
Yeah, can't say the name. It's like Voldemort.
Nerd. Don't ever call me a nerd again.
That's all.
Did you just hear
yourself?
Okay, sure. Sure, you haven't watched all the movies.
I have not watched one of the movies.
But you knew that reference.
Voldemort. Everybody knows who Voldemort is.
Well, you're saying it wrong.
I watched Land last night with Robin Wright, where she's distraught and she goes lives in the. She's a good actress. Robin Wright's a good actress. The movie's okay.
The wife from.
Still the best movie is Judas and the Black Messiah.
You are all in on that.
Yes, it was excellent. Excellent.
Robin Wright, the woman, the wife of, what's the dude's name?
Sean Penn?
No, the fictional wife of
Underwood.
Frank Underwood, yes.
Yeah.
From House of Cards.
Well, no, she's an actress who plays
Then that
security guard got involved.
I said fictional wife. If people didn't know what role she was in. Not everyone is like us who can rip off a name and know. I was just giving people some context. She's really good. I liked her in multiple things.
Yeah, no, she's a good actress. And she directed this, too. Pretty good. I mean, it was good. It was good.
She made that short hair look good, too, on House of Cards.
Yeah, well, she
I'm not
was
usually in on that.
She changed a lot of women's work attire with the tight, tight dresses she was going in. She changed, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
She's Texas forever, too.
Is she?
She is.
She's from Dallas, though, so it's not great.
Not really the same. She's Chach.
You think the woman who married Sean Penn's Chach?
She could be Fort Worth. She could be Arlington, but you can't be Dallas.
Yeah, and she grew up in California, but she was born in Dallas. I'll check it out. Is it on Netflix or Hulu, or did you have to pay for it?
I just Xfinity on demand.
Okay,
gotcha. It was on demand. Let's get Sam in here. Sam, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Not to beat a dead horse, but do we think Watt and Hopkins had any idea on what was going on and that led to the...
With Deshaun? Did they have any idea what was going on with Deshaun? I don't know that anybody did. I don't. There was Deshaun sharing this, and well, apparently he was sharing numbers of these. Well, at least one woman says,
"Yeah,
she got,
you know, Big D sent me."
I can't believe any of those teammates were calling him Big D, but apparently that's the case. Like he gave her information to a teammates, and they contacted her, and they referenced them by calling him Big D. You know what I'm out on? Calling any man Big D. I don't care. Nah. His name's Deshaun.
Yeah,
but I don't know. You think JJ gets asked that in his first media availability in Arizona? Hey, did you have any idea?
I would imagine.
No way he gets asked that. And no way he what do you think he would say? No, JJ can't answer
yesterday,
that.
Lovie Smith, who's the defensive coordinator, was asked.
For Houston. Who asked that question?
Yeah, but how long is JJ known Deshaun? I'm sure the question will be, are you surprised at what's going
on
with Deshaun Watson?
When I read that question, this is me pulling up to the computer screen like, what's Lovie going to say to this? And he said exactly what I thought he'd say.
I'm going to stay in my
lane. I have known for many years that I have been football. I've learned to stay in my particular lane. Why would a defensive coordinator who hasn't been here? Well, let me say some things about Deshaun Watson in this case.
Yeah.
Said no DC ever.
No one with any intelligence in that organization.
Don't we feel like the timing is a little suspicious here? What if he starts firing off those conspiracy theories like from Twitter?
No, I'm not playing at Gus Wortham today. That's not why I would say I was playing. As I understand it, I haven't played Gus Wortham, but everybody says that the redo has been great, Art. So I would be all in on Gus Wortham. By the way, we'll be at Herman Park, speaking of which. We'll be at Herman Park on Monday. Remember, Lance? We're going to be there on Monday doing the show from there for the Lucille's
Yeah,
tournament.
Lance, remember?
There's he. Remember Monday morning.
Remember, Lance?
I'll probably remember.
Probably is not a great way to go about it.
I give it a 65% chance. Of
Ooh. Speaking of that, I got to grab the
equipment. I'm going 35 the other way.
You think someone's getting a text? Hey, where are you?
No. You know what? Now that y'all
he's
reminded
go,
me, 80%.
He's reminded you a day before things and you still forget.
Yeah,
right?
This
now you got
is like
a whole weekend.
Super reminder. I'm going to say it's 80%.
Well, no, it might even be that morning when you go, oh, crap, I don't have enough time to get there.
That has happened.
Because it's farther than here. Yeah. Ben is here, wants to talk about Deshaun. What do you say, Ben?
Hey, what's up, guys? I had a question, and it's hypothetically, if Deshaun did sit out this year and Goodell suspends him for the year, wouldn't it just be like him sitting out for the year, and then during the year, if he does get when he does get suspended and he settles his lawsuits, wouldn't his value go back to being over 3 first round picks once he comes back from the suspension? I'll hang up and listen.
I didn't hear the end of that question.
So if he returns, what's the timeline for that value increasing? Like, say he gets suspended, doesn't play, he's back on the trade market in 2022. When does that value go back up? Does it ever reach the level that we thought it was?
Yeah, because this is going to be a shippy quarterback class.
Catch yourself.
I did catch myself.
I know. You said shit.
Because this is not going to be a great quarterback class. So Deshaun Watson's value will rise next offseason.
So people will believe they can fade.
Yes.
Whatever comes. What if it's a long, drawn out, not really his, say he settles quickly enough, but it's Deshaun's doing work. Deshaun's in therapy. Deshaun admits that he has this problem. Just disappearing from everyone's viewpoint will be enough that people, okay, time, he can come back.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be, we got to give second chance. We're about second chances.
Yes, he'll be fine. This is going to go away.
Deshaun Watson, he's a good quarterback. So you know what's going to happen? That fan base is going to go, yeah, well, we're about second chances. Deshaun Watson should get a second chance just like everybody should. Yeah.
Well, everybody I'm not happy about this, but he's going to have to prove it to me. If he's willing to, you know, and if he shows he's a good leader and a good person, then I'm willing to forgive him.
Yeah, the ability to not, to kind of wipe away some of the charges, because even now people are like, what did he really do? What are they really alleging? And I have to say, well, he is alleged to forcibly force oral sex on a couple women, and that one always seems to be something that people don't remember. It's always, well, he moved or exposed himself. That's not really a big deal. No one ever remembers those particular charges. So I think if there is no trial and there is no real explanation of those two incidents, people will conveniently forget that those are allegations.
No, I think
For the people who need to.
I think that's squarely in
But for the people who need to justify wanting him on their team, it'll be about, did he expose himself?
Well, I know, by the way, he settled all this.
Yeah.
It was just a money grab for these women.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, and it's already, and they're right on this, but they already use, it's he said, she said.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said, there's forced oral. Says who? Where? Where's the evidence on that? People say that. And you can't really counter it because there's no videos. So that's going to continue to be he said, she said.
Yes.
And we're
over this. This is not going to hit Deshaun long term.
And you don't have the opportunity for a day in court where the only way you would actually have a proof whether he was found guilty would be you'd have to believe the person telling the story.
Which actually benefits him by saying, yeah, he settled because this is too big a thing. He wanted to get back to playing. Yeah. He was never proven guilty or never even found guilty.
Yep.
That's what it's going to be. And people will be able to. But besides that, the only thing I do think is going to be long lasting is this will be a long lasting hit to the way people perceive him. But it is going to hit him from a branding standpoint that he can't.
No one's going to take him on.
Especially when and if he settles for millions. That stuff's not coming back.
Mm-mm.
You can't. You're basically women's groups can say, "Wow, how anti-woman are you?" And no one wants that heat right now.
No, they're not.
Deshaun's not getting that.
He's
stuff
not
back.
Speaking for anybody. He's that the endorsement stuff is over. That's over. I'm not worried about him. He's got $156 million extension coming. I'm not worried about Deshaun's money. I mean, this whole thing could cost him about 20, but still.
Well, somebody's got an extension coming. Tony Busby's kind of got an extension coming too.
He's got cash in hand.
We got the impression that
and Rusty's got cash in hand too.
That Deshaun wanted to be more than just a football player. That's gone. All you're going to do is be a football player.
Yeah,
for you to stand up. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that social justice stuff. Like,
well, even if he wanted, the line is I'm Jay-Z
more than
line,
a player,
I'm,
yeah.
I'm the business. Well, LeBron has done that, but even Jay-Z, I'm a businessman, or what the line, however the line goes. I'm not quoting it correctly. That's part of what I felt Deshaun wanted to be. He didn't just want to be a football player. He had all these other things in mind. He had the restaurant. What's it called again?
Lefties.
He wanted to be more than just a football player. That stuff, I think, is gone now.
I don't think Deshaun.
I wonder how Lefties is doing after all this.
I don't think Deshaun can speak. I'm going to predict they're going to be closed within 3 years. I don't think you can speak on topics if you're Deshaun without having people just swarm.
Oh, they just come back at him hard.
I mean, on any topics. That's why I brought up racial justice or issues or it's just going to be.
And he was being a spokesman for all that. He was.
I know, but it kind
of
is going
to. Remember, he went to Clemson because of him, he and DeAndre. There's either a statue or area of plotted land named after something, or something was built on something that they wanted to change, and they got changed. He was at the forefront with DeAndre about that in the summer or the spring. That's gone.
That's done. 10:15 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Get know when the whistle goes.
Wheel. Fun.
Sports.
ESPN
97.5. I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
A lot of golf because John won't let us escape it. I'm going to give you an opportunity to have some fun and play some golf. Take the day off work and play a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station at the ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Occasional Invitational benefiting Kids Meals Houston. This year's tournament will take place Wednesday, April 28th at 11:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer will receive beverages from Michelob Ultra, lunch from Uberito, 18 holes of golf, and a quick, socially distant dinner and award ceremony immediately after the tournament. Register now at ESPN975.com. That'll be April 28th at 11:30 at Wildcat, the Occasional Invitational benefiting Kids Meals Houston.
Bad news, Dell.
About what?
Justin Rose bogeyed 6-2. So he's 5 under now for the tournament, just one ahead of Bernd Weisberger.
I don't know how I will recover from that news.
Well, you're going to have to live with it because we got another 40 minutes of the show left. I didn't want to bring this on you during the show, but that's happened. He is scuffling today after beautiful round.
Just lost my appetite.
Yeah. Uh-huh. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. If you want to talk golf, let's go. Everybody wants to talk golf, though. So yesterday we had the Astros. Headlines, Astros win. 3 home runs. Carlos just got out of there. But man, Jordan crushed it into the upper deck. And Tuve just crushed one off the gigantic wall. Was it over the tracks or... He just destroyed that ball. Just destroyed it. So there was that. Rockets in action tonight. They're at the Clippers. Avery Bradley says that he thinks Kelly Olynyk is a perfect situation in Houston. This is the team on the rebuild. I don't know that it's a perfect situation for an older player, but somebody you still need good players.
You need quality players. I mean, unless you just want to foster losing for the next.
Yeah, but Kelly Olynyk is a role player on a good team. I don't know why he would want to be here.
Yeah, I don't know. If they're offering the most money, that may be reason enough.
Ooh, how much are you going to offer Kelly Olynyk? Well, I mean, why?
These are things you don't imagine the Rockets wanting to get involved in, paying Kelly Olynyk, a guy coming off, I think, where he averaged about $15 million a year. He may ask for something along those lines or close to it. Now, Rockets really looking to give a multi-year deal to someone who won't be in their plans when they expect to be good. I mean, I don't know him to be a leader per se, where you need someone to get the locker room in order. So I'm not sure what the value of him being here, other than he's a quality rotation piece.
Yeah, and right now you need minutes for young guys.
Yeah, he averaged about 12.5, and this is the final year of his deal. He's making about 12.2 this year, something like that.
I mean, for 12, 15 million next year, okay. All right. But 20, 25, nah. No thanks. I'll pass.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think he's that player.
I just don't think he is a guy you want to be leaning on at 30 years old and beyond when you're going to be bad. Go hopefully, I don't know, with all your draft picks, maybe you go draft a stretch four and go, hey, grow with all our other young players and see what we can find.
Yeah.
Because Kelly Olynyk is what you would call a progress stopper, because he's too good to keep off the floor, but he's also too good to allow your other guys to just grow. You're not going to sit that guy at $12+ million a year just to let him watch while you try to get your young guys experience.
Well, the question will be, you know, what guys are you getting? Kelly Olynyk is a guy that can play in the middle. And if you don't get any of that, according to a mock draft here on CBS Sports, the Rockets will get the number one overall pick and take Cade Cunningham out. This is a mock draft, so if they are number one, it wouldn't be surprising to me that they would take Cade Cunningham if they do get the first pick overall. They've got them at 23 from Portland taking Johnny Juzang. Johnny Juzang lasting all the way to number 23 in the NBA draft. Johnny Juzang, I think, made himself some money, didn't he? Johnny Juzang was pretty damn good.
He was. He's one of those guys who, along with Mitchell out of Baylor, who became viable top of the lottery guys. I wonder after testing and what he looks like as far as all the attributes, but he kind of came out of nowhere. He was on a struggling UCLA team who barely made the tournament, and now that guy at top 10 pick.
And then they got, how different is this? We got three first rounders as opposed to never had any. They got the 24th pick from the Bucks, and they take Usman Garuba, a power forward out of Spain. That's something that you just hide a guy for a while.
Yeah. If you're drafting him, it's like, you stay over there because we don't want to pay three first round picks or whatever.
We don't want this guy really. Yeah. Although I'm sure Tillman would rather pay three first round picks than a $15 million player.
Yeah. I don't see, other than you want a quality player, which that'd be nice. I'm not sure why you'd be giving a contract to Kelly Olynyk.
Yeah. So that's your Rockets news. They played tonight against the Clippers.
The Clippers beat the Suns last night, so it's the second night of a back-to-back, and the Clippers have been known from time to time to not really focus. So I wouldn't call it a danger area for a win, but you never know.
Man, they've been playing better. I mean, it's a scary. Kelly Olynyk and the way that John Wall played the other day. Stop already, John Wall.
Stop playing well.
Somebody's got to get to him. Somebody's got to get to him. Trevor Bauer might be in some trouble. We'll see. He's denying it. But Major League Baseball is looking at Trevor Bauer's baseballs, and they appear to have some foreign substance on them. Umpires sent it to the league office. So is he going to be the GOAT? Is he going to be the guy that takes the heat for all the foreign substances on baseballs in Major League Baseball?
I hope so, because it would just be chef's kiss. Not only does he have a big mouth talking about the Astros, but he's also a Dodger.
Well, and he's the one that was complaining about the Astros with their foreign substances and their spin rate.
He's been talking about the Astros for years, and he's joined a team who's been very vocal. Oh, the Astros took a World Series away from us. Oh. It would be perfect. Their fan base wouldn't shut up because no one's self-aware enough to do that. But you got Mookie Betts. You had Joe Kelly, and now you got Trevor Bauer. Why don't you guys stop talking about cheating? Because you've welcomed those types on your team.
So that new blonde that's on ESPN.
Oh boy!
No, I'm just saying.
Okay.
That new blonde that's on ESPN. They've got a new girl. I don't know who she is, and she was just doing a Deshaun story. Do you think Deshaun was watching it, wondering how strong her fingers are?
You're not a good person.
Well, It's Deshaun. Hey,
I don't think Deshaun is watching much TV where his name could be brought up.
Well, she was just.
He better stick to Netflix and Hulu and Amazon. He better have all the streaming services. Because if he's watching live TV with sports related, he better hope it's a game. Don't watch a talk show. You're not going to like what comes up.
Do you think that's what Deshaun, when, you know, some guys look at their eyes, females' eyes, and some look at their bodies? It's wrong, but some do. Some guys do that. Some guys will look at, I don't know, their women's calves or whatever.
Or
do you
feet
think
like Lance.
Deshaun just looks at their fingers? Man, you got some.
I don't
got
think,
some long fingers there, girl.
No, I don't think Deshaun was picking women, allegedly, by what their fingers look like. He was looking at those Instagrams and go, you look good in those yoga pants or
let me
what?
See. Did you see the text? Did you see them? And whether or not he asked, let me see your hands.
You don't think if Tony Busby had text from Deshaun talking about the, hey, miss, what are the strength of your fingers? He wouldn't have put that out there
and
to
the length,
show how
too.
Creepy he is. No, I don't think that's the case.
I think Deshaun likes long fingers. I don't know.
Well, I don't think about Deshaun that way.
I don't know. You don't know.
You're
Do
right.
You know?
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I don't think he looks at every woman and thinks, "What your fingers do, girl?" No, I don't think that. I don't think that's the case.
I would, if I was a betting man, I'd put it on that.
He wasn't looking for hand models. He was looking for women he found attractive and what they look like in that
likes.
Type of gear.
You heard what he likes? Like an LSU fan, he likes.
What does he like?
LSU fan came and stuck his finger in my booty.
Yeah, he apparently liked that. So proud of yourself in there.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
1028 ESPN 97.5 713-780-37. We got one segment to call in. That's it. One segment, because then we got News of the Weird coming your way. After that, don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Look at this, Del. Fitzmagic is at the Masters. You see the picture of him?
Yeah, I saw that. Okay. I'm just glad you're not my quarterback.
Yeah. He was at the Masters. Right? Looking at Jordan outside the ropes with Jordan. Buster Olney, how about this? Buster Olney says AJ Hinch didn't answer the question about whether or not the 2019 Astros used buzzers. He only deferred to the commissioner's findings. Well, then they're guilty. Well, there you go. Man, Buster, you tracked it down. Good job, Buster.
Isn't that just like AJ going, this is his version of pleading the fifth. I just want to talk about it.
No.
I'm just, hey, you see the report.
Go read the commissioner's report.
That's the deal.
Report.
They said no. Leave me alone about this.
Yeah. I mean,
because if he engages, then he has to. Apparently Hinch wants to talk about this. And the other question will follow. You know, he doesn't want to talk about this. He doesn't manage here anymore. He just wants it gone. And the easiest way to not talk about it is to not talk about it.
Yeah. I mean.
Hey, Buster, what did Trevor Bauer say about foreign substances on baseballs? Do you have any comment on that? Or are we still talking about AJ Hinch? Or are you waxing poetic about how unfair
buzzers,
it is?
I mean, that's already been told. The Astros didn't use. I mean, come on, Buster.
No, but his only comment so far on the current thing in baseball about someone possibly cheating is, well, he's talking about the leak. That's his issue, right? The leak of the information.
Yeah.
Not the actual issue itself.
Right.
Yes.
Well, he also didn't he. Well, he doesn't want Trevor Bauer to just be made the scapegoat.
Well, he's not the scapegoat if he broke a rule, right?
Yeah. Well, no. Only one when it's rampant in baseball.
Astros were the. Did he have any thoughts about that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. Astros are the worst people ever.
They're allowed to be the scapegoats, right?
They're the worst people ever.
I don't know if he wrote one of these, but the consistent thing when the Red Sox were brought up was like, the Red Sox did something, but not nearly to the extent of what the Astros have done. He might have put one of those tweets out as well. Whatever. He was fine with one scapegoat, but not this one, I guess.
The new Texans hats are out. It's a giant Houston with smaller Texans underneath with two stars underneath it. And then it's got the logo. You have to have the logo.
Of course.
Just above the Houston. And it's got a red outline. And it's gray and blue, and these are the ones that you'll be seeing on the sidelines. These are the new ones. They come up with something new every
pretty much
year.
I think it's every year. This is about the time you see the draft hats, or maybe those are already out, and then you'll see what the new sideline stuff for the Texans are.
It just says Texans on it, so I can't wear it.
Yeah. It's an automatic no.
I mean, honestly, you can't. How can you possibly watch?
Who wants to wear that stuff and rep it and let people know? No, I don't. That means you spent money on new stuff for this team, and it just identifies you as maybe not that bright. Why are you spending money on this team right now?
Yeah, I mean, they're not spending money on you.
No,
they're not doing it. They're spending any money to help you out.
Are you sure they signed that Jordan Jenkins dude, right?
And Jahlil Johnson.
Yeah, they are spending money.
Yeah, they're spending money. I don't know that they're spending it. Well, they're just spending money. Somebody put out. But now the Texans roster is up to 137 people. 137 players. and it's not far off.
No, and they have to cut it to, what, 90 but by the time?
Holy crap, they just signed everybody. And, well, not really any, like, really good players.
Not anyone's going to help you win a lot of games.
No.
No.
We're not doing that. Justin Rose down to 4-under. Bogeyed 7, too. Holy crap, he's on a bogey fest.
Could you stop? My stomach is turning. I can't take the anxiety of him continuing to struggle.
He's flared it out right.
How am I going to eat?
He's flared it out right on 8, too. Holy crap.
Is the course fighting back again?
Disintegrating.
Is it the course this time? Is the course fighting back or the golfer just playing
poorly? No, he's sucking.
Okay.
Yeah, he's sucking. Ben wants to get in here and talk about Johnny Juzang. What do you say, Ben?
Hey, what's up, guys? Shout out to my boy, the Icon. I know he's listening right now. My question to you about Johnny Juzang is, if he gets drafted in the top 10, would you honor him and his Vietnamese heritage by doing Vietnamese male golfer, Vietnamese female golfer, or Vietnamese food? I'll hang up and listen.
No, he's a basketball player.
So well, he would just say honoring him by.
No, he's a basketball player, so he's not food. He's not
golfer.
He's female not a golfer. Or male. He's not male. He's not a golfer.
Now, he would be the first Asian American lottery pick.
He's not. He's projected to go 23rd.
I'm looking because some people think he might.
He might sneak in there?
Who knows? I'm just saying he would be the first Asian American lottery pick if it does happen.
Well, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that it makes any difference. But
well, probably for the community it does. It's a step.
Yeah, no. For the community, Johnny Juzang's a good player.
Really good. He has, I don't know if he has NBA athleticism, but his game would translate now.
I saw him hit shots.
Yeah, can he get those shots against NBA caliber players? I don't know. But what he does to get his shots is NBA-like.
Yeah. I mean, no, we're not playing male golf or female golf or food. It's so unacceptable behavior in 2021.
Well, it was probably unacceptable in 1998.
No, it was very acceptable. It was extremely acceptable.
Can you do when you see a Japanese golfer, you think that's acceptable? You thought that was acceptable?
What?
Oh, you think that's a thing you should be doing all the time? I mean, the sound effects we played, when were those still acceptable?
Oh, that was you.
I played them, but I didn't find them.
I found them offensive.
No. Oh, yes. Okay. Sure. Because because you weren't when dancing to them when they were playing. Yeah, you found them offensive. I blame Raheel. He found them.
Well, he's Asian. He can do it, though.
Southeast Asian. If
you got Asian in your name, you can do whatever you want.
He likes to separate and go, I'm Southeast Asian.
Right. But I kind of feel like you can do whatever you want. See, I'm Italian. I can say whatever I want about Italians.
I guess, but didn't you get a letter?
Yeah, but then you know what I said? Screw you. I'm disgusted with you for even sending me this letter.
Didn't a group that backed Italians and and defended Italians and was in kind of a watchdog, apparently, took issue with how you portrayed Italians?
Yeah. I mean, give a rat's ass what they said. Because screw you. You know what I like about Italians? We're not sensitive like that. Well, Lance.
But those were...
They don't get triggered.
But those were Italians telling you you were crossing the line.
Yeah. And I told them, you know what? Shove it. I'm going to keep on saying, I'll say Dago and WAP whenever I want to. You did it.
I didn't do anything.
You did it. Okay. I'm Gilbert. You just made me say it.
I didn't make you say a word.
That's right. I'm talking about WAP. You know that.
No.
Wet ass.
I don't want you saying that either, honestly.
Josh is here. Wants to talk about Texan sponsors. What do you say, Josh?
Hey, guys. Longtime listener, first time caller. I was wondering if the Houston Texans are in the market for new sponsors, kind of like Massage Envy or Healing Hands or anybody like that. You think they'll take on any sponsors like that?
Wouldn't that be something if they got Massage Envy?
You think any massage place wants to be associated with them right now?
Well, I mean, as soon as you think of Deshaun, you think of massages. So,
but no, you don't think of massages. You think of extras.
Well yeah, and suppose your place is good at that. Okay.
All right. The other thing is, I don't think the Texans want massages associated with them right now either.
Well, I mean, that's dumb. Make some money off it.
Do you think they should, like, you know, they're, I don't know if it's still there, but the Toyota Tundra area, you think they should provide a massage envy area where people can get massages in one part of the stadium?
Yeah. Yeah. With the little baby towels, number four towels. Little baby towels that you put
just
over
in case you're hot.
Or your privates.
We would normally offer you sheets, but it gets a little hot in here, so I can give you a towel.
Yeah.
In honor of Deshaun.
Here's your little four towel.
Do you think Deshaun brought the towels he wears as a quarterback?
It might have been.
I get hot, I bring a towel.
It might have been.
God, it's so many jokes.
And he turned them into tents.
See, you're not a great person.
Let's get Jimmy in here before we head to a break. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I got two quick questions for you. One, do you think the NFL reaction to the allegations on Deshaun Watson has been a little lax? And two, what are the chances of me being able to get a custom jersey, number four jersey, Texans for Deshaun Watson with the name on the back of being B. Weinstein?
Would they catch that if he? Because you can customize a jersey. Would they catch that and say no? Because it's not one of the non-approved names, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think you could probably do it through the Texans website, But you could probably do, although maybe, well, you know.
The NFL has a list of names that you can't put on the back of something, or words. And Weinstein, would that be one of them?
I don't know.
Because people could be named Weinstein besides Harvey.
Yeah, that could be my name.
Yeah. I think he could get away with that if he wanted to.
You might be able to, especially these people who aren't paying any attention.
Yeah.
You know. But it's not a bad idea. I wonder how many number four jerseys they're selling right now. I wonder if can you go to the Texans website and buy a four jersey?
You don't think people would buy one in support of Deshaun?
Yeah, I guess they might. They bought Colin Kaepernick.
Well, Colin wasn't doing anything illegal.
No. To some people, he was. Kneeling was illegal.
I guess so. But not to the level where he was hurting women, allegedly. I don't know. Imagine they haven't stopped selling them. And I think people who want to support Deshaun and would buy a jersey.
Yeah, I would imagine. I don't know. I haven't gone to the website. I haven't bought a jersey.
Still for sale.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Watson jerseys for sale. Well, they have J.J. Watt jerseys, too. Severely discounted. But Watson red, white, and blue jerseys are for sale. You can buy one right now. Hmm. And a Kenny Stills jersey, if you so choose.
You can buy a Kenny Stills jersey at this point?
And it's not even discounted.
Man. What?
It's full price.
A Kenny Stills jersey.
For $119.99.
Really? $119 for a Kenny Stills jersey. Hold me back from that one.
They're still selling Vince Wilfork jerseys, too.
Now that I might buy.
Clowney jerseys?
Big guys want a Wilfork jersey.
Clowney jerseys for $39.99.
I mean, honestly, guys, really?
AJ McCarron jerseys? For a full price?
Which would you rather have, McCarron or Deshaun? I'd rather have a McCarron jersey.
I don't wear jerseys, but I guess I'm picking a McCarron jersey in this case. Will Fuller jerseys for sale? Yeah, you can buy anything.
Stop.
Jonathan, who's buying a Grenard jersey outside of his family? But it's on the website. Peter Columbia? You want one of those?
Is he still alive?
I don't know.
713. No, we're done. You can't call in anyway. So this is our final segment of the week. News of the Weird coming your way on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, this is our final segment of the weekend. Obviously, the A's and Astros, big. Clippers and Rockets tonight. And Masters all weekend long. We will break down every shot of the Masters on Monday.
No, you too. No, I just found out I won't actually be at Lucille's. I didn't find out. I just looked at the schedule to make sure. I'm not going to be at Lucille's.
Who's going to be out there?
It'll be Tyler. You can talk to Tyler about that.
Oh, shoot.
What?
Now, because he wants me to follow him
on
Twitter.
Yeah, you. Yeah.
Now, I can't follow him on Twitter.
Because he asked. But you can discuss every shot with Tyler while I'll be back here, I don't know, watching YouTube clips or something. Watching Netflix.
Yeah.
How many shows do you think I can get in while you guys are doing the show? You think I can get through half, like, of an 8-episode season while you guys are doing the show?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you'll be watching. Yeah, recruit highlights.
Nah, I do that. I save that for Friday nights. I'll do that tonight. I'll close the door so I won't be bothered by the intern. I'll just watch
Julia bothering. Just bothersome? Is that what you just called her?
No, it was in reference to any intern. It was a general intern shot, not a Julia shot. I'll close the door, get a couple episodes in of a show, and then I feel like I had a productive morning. Mm. While you wax poetic about Justin Rose falling apart on Saturday.
I don't know that Justin Rose is even going to be in it still, but if he does fall apart, then you'll hear it right here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. your home for Masters golf. Not really, but that's what we say. Did you see Kat Zingano's outfit? You know who Kat Zingano is?
No, who is that?
She's an MMA fighter. It was interesting. I kind of feel like she's, it's kind of a thirst trap. What is she wearing?
What did she post? Oh, you mean during the fight?
During the face-off for the weigh-in.
Was she wearing next to nothing?
Well, she was wearing a thong bathing suit. I mean,
she was trying to make weight, right? Is that the reason?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess she's got to wear as little as possible.
Is that a body
and suit? She achieved that. So congratulations to Kat. I don't know. Kind of makes me, do you want to watch the fight now?
Nah, I don't care enough. You know? Look, if the random image of a scantily clad woman on the internet lost a lot of value for me. I grew up, I'm a child of the internet. That doesn't mean much to me. Oh, look, there's a woman in a bathing suit. John, I've seen things, okay?
Yeah.
It looks like it looks like a one piece.
It does.
Interesting. Well, the woman,
it is a one piece, but it also has...
It's cheeky, as they would say.
Right.
While her opponent is in what you consider normal get-up type of
a t-shirt
event.
And shorts.
Yeah, it's interesting. Maybe that's just her deal.
I'm rooting for Zingano.
Will you watch the fight?
Nah,
you got stuff to do.
Apparently, Cordoba has informed the public that they have spent 259 millones de pesos on semen.
Oh, that is a terrible statement.
This whole thing is in Spanish, so. But they did, it's $28 million they spent on semen. Do you think that was a good way to spend their money?
What are they going to use the semen for?
I have no idea. I don't really care, but.
That's how you determine if it's a good investment. What's it going to be used for?
What are you doing with all that semen?
Are they?
And who has that much? Who's building up?
I don't think it's one person.
Their semen storage.
It's not one person. Imagine the transport of that. If you're on that,
what if you have an accident, a crash?
If you're the guys who have to load that up on the truck, oof! I don't even know how you transport that much.
Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, that seems like it's, I don't know, that's a waste. That's not public money well spent to me. Kansas State Senate leader, apparently got pulled over by a cop. And he called him Donut Boy during his DUI arrest.
I imagine.
And he said, I could take him. I can take you.
And I imagine this senator would have said in a less drunken situation that he loves the police and respect the police, respect what they do. Back the blue might have been something he said. And now they're Donut Boys because they pulled him over.
Donut Boys. Mm. Have you ever called a cop Donut Boy?
Let me ask you something. What did that representative look like?
He was a white guy.
You think I'm calling the police Donut Boy?
Old white guy.
You think I'm calling the police
you
Donut
should,
Boy?
You should next time you get pulled
over.
Hey, Donut Boy.
You know someone who doesn't care about my safety? You. I'm calling the police Donut Boy.
It's just a test. This is only a test.
A test of what?
We're trying to see the reaction. How in a vacuum... White guy does it, black guy does it.
Well, we'd have to approach that same officer. It's not fair if I do it to a different officer. I'd have to do it to that officer and see what he does. I can imagine, I've been pulled over by the League City Police a couple times. The Webster Police, which is right next door. I imagine calling them Donut Boy is going to go poorly for me.
Yes, I would imagine.
I think it should go poorly for anyone. It's disrespectful.
A Melbourne cafe refused to serve a woman coffee because she was pregnant. Do you think pregnant women shouldn't be able to drink anything?
I don't make judgments on what you should or shouldn't drink as a pregnant woman. I just think if he was really going to make the point, go, look, haven't you made enough mistakes? You're pregnant.
You're a poor decision maker.
Yeah, not because...
Are you sure you want to drink this hot coffee? What if you spill it? Because I can't trust you.
Not because you're a woman, you shouldn't be pregnant. I just think no one should be having kids. Mm-hmm. You made a mistake. Yeah, I don't think I'm legislating coffee when it comes to what she should or shouldn't drink. She's in your business. Just serve her the coffee. Yeah. Why are you being... Stop it.
Why you got to worry about her baby?
Yeah, will you
her,
stop?
Her baby have getting...
A defect from
high
coffee?
High blood pressure.
What's he doing?
Matt Gaetz. There's a new Matt Gaetz billboard in Florida, Dell.
It's not, things aren't going well for him right now.
Matt Gaetz wants to date your child is the billboard. Do you think Matt Gaetz wants to date my child?
Well, your children are of age.
So yeah.
So I guess no.
No, they're a little old for him, allegedly.
Yeah, he's had a rough one.
McDonald's has a new crispy chicken and bacon breakfast sandwich. Dell, are you in?
Is it spicy chicken?
Well, it's crispy chicken.
Nah, I'm out. If it's a spicy chicken bacon sandwich, I go for that. I add bacon on this, on my...
crispy chicken filet, butter, honey sauce, applewood smoked bacon on an English muffin or biscuit.
I didn't hear anything about spicy.
What?
You would love that. You like the basic chicken.
David Chang's new delivery-only restaurant, Fuku, was a total bleep show, Dell.
How so?
Not well received, apparently. 3-hour waits, missing orders, and more delivery app drama on their launch day.
Glad you didn't bring up the story with Lance, because it would have been, it would have turned into a tangent and maybe taken up the entire segment.
Well, and his spicy chicken sandwich, Dell, has sauce on it.
That's why it's spicy. These guys don't ever learn. It's not a real spicy chicken sandwich if you're going to use sauce to upgrade the heat.
Yeah.
Make it part of the filet. That should be a basic
step. You're part
step.
Of the problem. You're not.
Yeah.
Okay.
David Chang, I'm glad you had your issues if you're going to put out that crappy type of product.
Yeah. I'm sorry. We can't have it. And plus, I got to wait 3 hours for it?
Yeah. Stop. It's not worth it. There's no food worth that.
Your place sucks.
Do you think you're.
David Chang.
What's your specialty that you bring here sometimes?
Mine?
Yeah. What dish do you
My
make?
Sugo?
You think, is it worth a 3-hour wait?
No! Nothing's worth a 3-hour wait. Stop. We're done. You all have a great weekend, everybody. Beat them A's all weekend long. And watch the Masters, because we'll be talking about it on Monday right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.